Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. The matter of supply continues to be Minnesota's biggest issue when it comes to recreational marijuana. Josh Wilkins-Simon is the founder of Legacy Cannabis and says multiple studies over the last few years have determined the state needs 1.5 to 2 million square feet of canopy to support a full market.
Easily accessible for everyone, not just in Duluth, not just in the Twin Cities, but throughout the whole state of Minnesota. No one should have to go further than 15, 20 minutes to hit a dispensary.
The Minnesota Office of Cannabis Management has only awarded 2 cultivator licenses in the 2 years recreational cannabis has been legalized in Minnesota. Union leaders from Minnesota and North Dakota are speaking out against the federal government shutdown. Sky Carpenter, president of the American Federation of Government Employees, Local 3748, says people need to band together.
The food shelves are empty because SNAP ended. So people went reasonably who depended on that. And those are bare. So what do federal employees have? Nothing.
Carpenter works for USDA and says she is among the tens of thousands of federal workers going unpaid. Today's the 37th day of the shutdown, officially making it the longest in America's history. Anthony Edwards was back on the court for the Timberwolves last night, but they got crushed by the Knicks 137-114 at Madison Square Garden. Minnesota led at halftime before being outscored by New York 83-56 in the third and fourth quarters. Julius Randle scored a game-high 32 points. The Wolves are back home tomorrow night to face the Utah Jazz. Senator Amy Klobuchar and President Donald Trump offered sharply contrasting views after Wednesday's Supreme Court arguments on tariffs. Klobuchar expressed cautious optimism that the justices would strike down the rule, saying it hurt American consumers and Minnesota farmers.
Well, I hope the court sees the law as it is. This is an unconstitutional power grab by the president from Congress, and he's using a statute that they don't even mention the word tariff in. So let's see what they're going
to
say.
Trump defended the tariffs as vital to national and economic security. In other headlines, a 32-year-old man is safe after crashing his truck into a ravine in Redwood County Tuesday night. Deputies responded to an iPhone crash alert and found the driver climbing the embankment with visible injuries. His Ford F-150 was submerged underwater. The man was treated on scene and taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The case remains under investigation. The DNR is asking Minnesotans to report bear den locations in hopes of fitting additional bears with GPS tracking collars this winter. Bear Project leader Andy Try says they're monitoring movement data and the expanding bear range.
Mostly just looking to get a fingerprint of where bears are and how quickly they're reproducing, because things seem to be shifting right now.
More information can be found on the DNR's website. And Minnesota is seeking $1 billion over 5 years to strengthen rural health care. The Department of Health has submitted a federal application under the Rural Health Transformation Program to expand access, stabilize providers, and improve outcomes for rural residents. Officials say the plan includes mobile care, tech-enabled services, and workforce training developed with input from hospitals and clinics statewide. This is MNN.